Welcome to the Audio Conferencing Center. Please enter a conference ID followed by pound. If you're the leader, please press star now. If you scheduled this meeting, please enter your PIN now. You are now joining the meeting as a leader.
Hello?
Hello, this is William Mills.
Mr. Mills?
Now, on behalf of Sharon Lee.
All right, I'm going to ask this. All right, this is the hearing examiner. I just want to make sure I had a connection, and I'm going to ask the parties to go through and identify the representatives' names and which party you represent. So let's start over with Mr. Mills.
Yes, this is William Mills representing Seattle Department of Construction and Inspections.
Thank you.
This is Ralph Nace with Low Income Housing Institute on behalf of Sharon Lee. She couldn't make it to the meeting.
And how do you spell your last name?
It's N-E-I-S.
All right. Do we have Ms. Campbell on the line? All right. So, Mr. Nace, help me understand who you represent.
Low Income Housing Institute, Lehigh.
And are you an appellant or a applicant? I don't see you in the list. I don't see you in the list of parties, so I got to figure out who you are. Oh, I see you. So you've got your personal name, but not under the low income housing. That's what threw me. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, we don't have the appellant. Usually we wait till 10 after, so we've got 6 minutes. I'll stay on the record until then, and then we'll have to go ahead and proceed with scheduling. So you're welcome to take a break for 6 minutes, but do know that the recording is running, and I can hear things, so just mute your end if you need to. Thank you.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to step out and see if my legal assistant can contact Ms. Campbell. Thank you.
Hello?
Ms. Campbell, thank you for joining us.
Sorry about that. You'd think I was new to technology or something.
All right, so we have Ms. Campbell for the appellants, Mr. Neese for the applicant, and Mr. Mills for the department. I have a few items that I'm going to go over with you today, and then you need to let me know if there are others that you need to address as part of the pre-hearing conference. I have on my list pre-hearing motions, discovery, witnesses and exhibits, and hearing dates. Are there other items that the parties need addressed as part of the pre-hearing conference?
No, I think you've covered it from our end.
All right.
I agree. This is William Mills.
Okay.
This is Ralph from Lehigh.
Yes. Okay. Let's move on to pre-hearing motions then. Do any of the parties anticipate bringing a pre-hearing motion?
Yes, SDCI does plan to submit a pre-hearing motion tomorrow, actually.
Okay.
Pre-hearing motion to...
It will be a motion for partial dismissal.
On what basis?
Well, you'll find out. I mean, we're not going to get into that now.
Yeah, we're not.
No, I know, but I asked you a question.
We're not arguing the motion today. All right, so... The department expects that it'll file a motion tomorrow. What about the applicant or the appellant? Do you, either of you expect to file pre-hearing motions?
No, but obviously we would challenge whatever his motion is.
We'll get into response times. The applicant, do you plan to file any pre-hearing motions?
Not that I'm aware of right now, but I need to speak to Chair and leave. See if there are any updates from her.
Okay, so the purpose of today's conference is to set a schedule for the hearing, and so what I need to be able to do today is set a schedule for pre-hearing motions so that we can also set a date for the hearing. Do you know when you will have an absolute idea of when you would, or not, whether you would be filing pre-hearing motions?
Is that for me? Question
yes.
For me?
Yeah, you said you weren't sure, so...
I should know by the end of the day.
Okay. I will hold off on finalizing the pre-hearing order until tomorrow, then. What I'll need you to do is not only identify whether you're going to file a pre-hearing motion, but identify the date upon which you will file it. In the meantime, we will proceed with setting a schedule for pre-hearing motions around the department's motion, assuming that the applicant will not file one because they don't know yet. And I'll adjust the schedule if the applicant determines that they will be filing a pre-hearing motion, if we've received that information today. So moving along with that, for a response, Ms. Campbell, how much time do you need to respond to a motion for partial summary judgment? The rules provide for 7 days for a motion, but there's ample time for more than that.
Well, I would think, depending on what it is that they're proposing, that the 7 days would probably be sufficient.
Okay. So we're setting the pre-hearing motion will be due August 16th. I'm going to set the response date just for evenness of the week at the 24th, Friday the 24th. And then for a reply, Mr. Mills, what amount of time do you need for that? We often do that more truncated than a full week.
I certainly could commit to responding no later than the 31st, but if you would like it sooner, I can work with that as well.
There's not much function in doing it sooner. The hearing examiner schedule is very full right now, so I'm not fully sure when I'll be addressing this motion. So okay. Let's just go with the 31st.
Okay. Thank you.
I mean, the motion will be addressed before the hearing, but right now I don't know if that'll be close on the heels of the hearing or well in advance at this point. All right, let's move on to discovery. Any of the parties anticipate engaging in discovery? And I don't necessarily need to know what the details of it are, but I'm asking purely for scheduling purposes.
Yes, I'll be doing some discovery.
And just the scope or volume of that, have you initiated that already? Or
Some of the things I already have. There's actually a fairly good documented background for most of this. It would cover probably the more recent time period, the last few months. So realistically, it depends on the department's and even maybe Lehigh's response turnaround time. But also I'm going to put in there, well, there's another appeal coming up that I'm preparing for through the 25th of September. So the thing is that realistically, by the time they turn around any requests for discovery, I think that pushes it into October, where you would put your, you know, scheduling dates.
Well, we'll get to that. So for discovery, it sounds like you're hoping essentially to update your self from the past few months.
Right.
Okay. Let's talk about number of witnesses and exhibits then. Ms. Campbell, how many witnesses do you anticipate calling for the hearing?
Realistically, I think there would be up to four.
Okay. And what's your estimated volume of exhibits? Again, this is not a hard number, and I don't hold you to it. It's simply for purposes of understanding how long the hearing might take.
Well, everything's organized, but I think that there probably could be up to, you know, 30 or so exhibits, because there's been quite a bit of paperwork flying around.
Okay. And Mr. Mills, number of exhibits, number of witnesses?
I would anticipate, like Ms. Campbell, probably no more than four, count including myself. So the other folks that I would plan to call are SDCI employees primarily. So up to four witnesses, depending a little bit on who Ms. Campbell calls. And at this point, probably 10 exhibits, but reserving the right to submit more as needed.
Sure. Mr. Neese, what number of witnesses, number of exhibits, approximate number of exhibits?
Approximately, probably around four or five witnesses.
Okay. And for both Ms. Campbell and Mr. Nice, when you say your number of witnesses, do any of those include city employees that might also be included in Mr. Mills's list?
I think that there could be crossover.
So when you said four, you are also potentially including city employees in that?
Yes.
Okay.
Not another.
Okay. And for the applicant, approximate number of exhibits?
Just based off my conversation with Sharon yesterday, I would say about 3 to 4.
Okay. All right. So not too high volume. Are we having any expert witnesses, Ms. Campbell?
No.
All right. How long do you think, do you have an estimate of how long it might take you to do your case in chief, not including the cross-examination time?
I would think that you're looking at, you know, a morning or something like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
I think that the you know, the elements are kind of narrow and they're not incredibly all encompassing. I don't think so. I'm going to take it as that.
Okay. Let's talk about setting aside 2 days then. Is that any party feel that that's not adequate?
No.
Okay. Looking then at the hearing examiner schedule, I'd like to look at the week of October 22nd. Are the parties available October 22nd and 23rd?
Yes, that works for me as well, Mr. Vansel.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm checking Sharon's calendar. Yes.
Okay. All right. We're going to set the hearing then for Monday, October 22nd, and Tuesday, the 23rd. Working back from that, 1 week before that, on October 15th, and 2 weeks before that, on October 8th. We've got on October 8th, the appellant will have their exhibit list and witness list due, and they will need to provide copies of any exhibits to the city and the applicant that the city and applicant do not already have on October 8th.
Okay.
The same will be required of the respondents. The city and the applicant on October 15th will need to provide their exhibit and witness lists and exchange any exhibits they have that are not already in the possession of the appellant and the other respective party on the October 15th date.
Okay.
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 All right. I'm going to go back through the dates I have. Please let me know if I've got anything wrong from or different from what you have in your notes, and then we can wrap up. So right now what I have is a single pre-hearing motion being filed by the city on August 16. The response is due August 24th, with a reply due August 31st. The next date we have then is October 8, with the appellant having due witness and exhibit lists and exchange of exhibits with the other parties. Same for respondents then on October 15. And hearing dates of October 22 and 23.
One question, Mr. Vansel.
Yes.
Is it possible that we could, if it's acceptable to the appellant, provide these exhibits digitally online?
That's entirely up to the parties. You're talking about electronic service, essentially?
Electronic service, yes.
Are the parties amenable to electronic service?
No, I probably don't want to do that.
Okay. Just keep in mind that means you need to provide hard copies to the city and the applicant as well.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay. And as far as the dates that I listed, are those the same as you had in your notes? Do we have all those dates agreed on?
Yes.
For the applicant, yes?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Anything else we need to cover as part of the pre-hearing conference today?
No, I think that covers it.
Anything else from the city? Okay. All right. Thank you all very much. I'll have a pre-hearing order.
Thank you for your time.
I'll have a pre-hearing order out tomorrow, and I'm waiting for the applicant to give me an update on whether they will file a pre-hearing conference or a pre-hearing motion. If they do want to file a pre-hearing motion, I'll keep the same schedule for the city's motion and add a new schedule based on when the applicant believes it will be filing its motion.
Got it.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.